Hello and welcome to the official EFL podcast. I'm here at Colchester United's training ground to discuss the club's Carabao Cup run so far this season, a run which has seen them reach the quarter-finals of the competition. I'm going to be speaking to the manager as well as a couple of the club's players, but first of all, here's a reminder of how the club reached that quarter-final.
Can he put Colchester into the next round of the Cup? He can! What a night for Colchester United! They have beaten Premier League Tottenham Hotspur in a penalty shootout to advance through to round four of the Carabao Cup. Palace beaten on penalties in the last round, and John McGrill's Colchester have now dispatched Tottenham Hotspur.
We're now joined by Colchester United manager John McGrill. John, thanks for coming on, first of all, onto the podcast. How proud have you been of the team this season to see what they've done in the Carabao Cup so far?
We've been immensely proud, to be honest. Not just myself, but the staff, the chairman, the directors of football, everyone, you know, within the club. We've been really proud of, you know, how the players have performed and what level of football they've been able to perform to, because we've had some really, really tough games in the Carabao Cup this season, and we've been able to deal with them. And you know, we've got a huge challenge in our head in Man United, but again, it's one where we're looking forward to it.
Just going through it chronologically, you started out against Swindon, yeah. A 3-0 win, yeah, of course, but it wasn't all plain sailing in that match, was it? Could you ever imagine where you are now, that you'd, after coming through a game like that, you'd be in the quarterfinals?
No, not at all, no, especially after the first 20 minutes, because Richie had his team, you know, well drilled. As you look at Swindon now, they're near the top of our league, one of the best teams in the division. And after that first 20 minutes, we're looking, we're getting pulled around a little bit, and we had to regroup again, which we've been able to do, which is a credit. And that's why, you know, that you mentioned that we're proud. The players have been able to readjust to things that have happened on the pitch, and we had to readjust at half time. We did that. We started it, you know, the second half a lot better. I think two sendings off, one for them and one for us, made the game a little bit more open, and we were able to get a goal from a corner. And after that, we were able to hit a little bit of counter attackers. We do feel we have got good pace on the counter-attack, and we were able then to score a couple of late goals.
You then go into the next round against, obviously, a Premier League team. Yeah. As a manager, how do you approach, well, before this all happened, obviously, this run, how do you approach a match like that when you're knowing you're the total underdog?
One where you'd have a little bit of a sleepless night, don't get me wrong. You're thinking of, you know, what potential team Mr. Hodgson could have put out against us and what qualities he's got at his disposal. But again, you look at it and you just try and break it down, really. You try and break it down as if you're going to get between 20-30% possession. You're up against Premier League opposition who, you know, got quality right the way throughout. And they fielded a really, really strong team as well. And it was one where we done a bit of work on it, on the shape of what we've been working on. And again, looking at little bits of counter-attacking when we did have it. But also just show what we can do as well, because we firmly believe we're a good team as well at this level. Fantastic opportunity to go to Palace away, and not to let ourselves down, just to have a go. And it just so happens we were always within the game. We had one or two scary moments where I think they hit the bar and Dean Gherkin had to make one or two great saves, but we also had good opportunities ourselves that night. And when it went to penalties, I think Dean was able to save the first penalty, which gave us a real injection into belief. And then that's when your younger boys, I think, you know, Chilvers, academy product, who, you know, we're a big believer in our academy here, and the pathway through, he was able to slot the winner for us. And the joy scenes were fantastic, because I think there was close to 1,300 fans that night of our team that made the journey, and it was credit to them, and that's where the boys went straight to celebrate.
What does it mean to you as well to pit your wits against the manager, you know, so well renowned in the game, former England manager Roy Hodgson?
He was class. I mean, even after the game, you're looking at it and you're thinking, you know, what if, and possibilities that you could be, permutations you could be up against. But again, you've got to believe in what you're doing, and you know, I don't want to rely on anyone else and live and die by the sword, as a lot of people say. But at the end of the match, you know, Mr. Hodgson and Ray were different class. They just commended us how well we played on the night. What a good team. Even watched us the game before as well, so they'd done their homework as well. It was a competition they wanted to get through as well. So it was a real great night for the club that night.
At what point do you think
you can win this in a game like that. And obviously you win it on penalties, but to get that far against a Premier League team, you know, shut out for 90 minutes, at what point do you think we've got a chance?
You don't really, because I think in a heartbeat, and I think when they started making the subs with Zaha coming on and players like that, you're thinking this could just run away from you in a heartbeat. And within a couple of minutes, these top boys at the top level can score 3-4 goals in the space of 5-7 minutes, because they are that good. And we were always in it where we're just trying to tweak things as we go along. We needed a little bit of luck. There's no getting away from that. You need luck in big games like that. And we were able to get the luck and take it to penalties. And then in penalties, you know, your goalkeeper tends to be the hero. Or your last penalty taker tends to be the villain. So that's how it went into, and we were fortunate enough to go through.
Did you prepare for that situation, though? Or is it just a total, you know, lottery?
You do prepare for it. Obviously, you've got to try and prep yourselves in a way. But on the other side of it, when you're making subs and different things happen, sometimes your five kickers could change because you're making substitutes on the night. So it was more about the ones that you felt were confident. We feel as though we've got a technical bunch as well. And they all wanted a pen. That was the main thing. So we had our numbers in mind, our players in mind, but other players were stepping up to the plate as well, which was great as well.
Does that tell you a lot about your squad in terms of the character that's within it now for the rest of the season, that they can step up in situations like that?
Well, you hope so, and that's, again, you know, the Carabao Cup run that we've had is being able to lend itself into the league, because we had a slow start in the league, and I think winning these cup games early on with your Swindons and your Crystal Palaces, it got us a little bit of a shot in the arm in the league, really, which we did need, and it's helped us into the position where we are in the league at the minute.
And that, obviously, that win set up the match against Spurs. What was the excitement around the club that you could take a team that had, you know, months earlier been in the Champions League final, yeah, back to your home stadium?
Well, I'm a huge Liverpool fan, and I watched the Champions League final, and I'm looking at Mr. Pochettino coming to Colchester. It was a fantastic opportunity for me to meet him, to pit my wits against him. But also, again, you know, you're not getting away from it. You've got your sleepless nights because, you know, again, you've got so many permutations, different players, world-class players, losing finalists beginning of June. A cup competition, you know, we know it's Tottenham not winning the cup for a number of years. You know, are they going to come fully loaded? And, again, the team they put out was a fantastic team, and a testament to them to try and come to us. And they adapted their shape because we'd been playing a 4-4-2 at that time as well. And I think within the first 30 seconds, I think they could have scored. It was one of them where I think it was Moura went through. And I think young Tom Lapsley got a block on it, went out for the corner. And next minute you're thinking, wow, this could be a long night. But again, the boys stuck to the game plan. We know we're only going to get, as you say, 20% of the ball or whatever, because these boys don't tend to give the ball away. And we had that lazy luck again at times, which you do. And then we grew in the game, second half, which was pleasing, because first half we were a little bit off them. Second half, we grew into the game. We got a lot more belief, a lot more confidence. And then it just not so petered out a little bit, but then it just relaxed then into the penalties. And then before you know, you're in another penalty shootout.
Like you mentioned earlier, when you see the likes of Lucas Moura on the team sheet, the likes of Dele Alli, how does that make you feel as a manager that you're preparing your players to take on such quality?
Well, you do. You try and prep the players as you do. We go through a ton of analysis, even in Division 2. The standard of football and the analysis in Division 2 is really getting higher and higher, game after game, week after week. And you're looking at that, and you know what's best to take into a Premier League game. You try and go into it not too much, because how else can you say what Dele Alli cannot do? Very little he cannot do. You look at his positive points, and you try and eliminate them positive points. And again, when they're making subs with your Ericssons and your Sons and all like that coming on, you're just thinking, wow, this is, again, we've got half an hour to go. This could be a long half an hour. But credit to our boys, they were able to stick to the plan and grew in the game with a bit of confidence as well. And I think that confidence then led to going into the penalties.
And we mentioned Dean Gherkin's, you know, heroics against Crystal Palace. Yeah. He came up with another save in the match against Spurs, of course. How much confidence do you have in him now as well that he can deliver in those situations? Because, well, you know, it could happen again, couldn't it?
It could, and I've gone on record early part of the season. You know, I think it was a fantastic coup for the club to bring Dean back. You know, he started his career off, he's been the length and breadth of the country, he's come back, he lives locally to Ipswich. He's been in really terrific form for us this season. And again, more so in the Carabao Cup, another penalty save, which gives us a little bit of a you know, a shot in the arm again. Obviously, we missed one, which I don't want to go into because obviously that's been quite highlighted for Giovanni. But then I think Mora then hit the bar, and then we have another academy product, Tom Lapsley, picking the last penalty to put in the bottom corner, and then the scenes were unbelievable. You know, for our fans all to come onto the pitch and the players to run towards the fans, and that's the big thing we've been trying to get, that connection with the fans as well. And they've definitely come out in the numbers for this cup competition this year, and you know, we need them again in a couple of weeks' time.
How do you savour that though, as a manager, that, you know, a midweek game, but such a big win for the football club, a moment in history for, you know, this part of the country?
You try and savour it, but no sooner you try and savour it, you're getting led everywhere through every little nook and cranny for the press. The press was huge on the night. It's obviously the biggest press that I've done. We've beaten a huge team in Tottenham, so we were getting pulled from pillar to post. And by the time you finish your press, you know, Tottenham already gone, you didn't really get a chance to speak to Mr. Pochettino just to see how he does things in a way. But on the backside of that, no sooner that happens, you're looking towards your league game. I think we had Macclesfield away, which, again, we were up early on the Friday, travelling to Macclesfield. And again, that brings you back down to earth because, you know, the league is a huge importance for us as well.
And does the fact that you were drawn against another League Two side in Crawley in the next round, does that bring you back down to earth a little bit as well? Or do you see it as a massive opportunity?
Well, both really. I went on record, I think both teams, there was a little bit of disappointment from some of the fans, but I think the realisation did set in that, you know, Division Two club will be in the quarterfinals. And I said on record, you know, us and Crawley, one of us is going to go through and go to Crawley into the quarterfinals, and it's a 50-50 chance. You know, it isn't like your 80-20s or your 70-30s in the games before. It's a 50-50. We play each other twice a season. We've played them now. I've been here, you know, nearly 4 years. We've already played them a number of times, so you tend to know each team in and out. We played them a month earlier and got beaten. We were winning 1-0 at half-time, and then gave two goals away in the second half and got beaten. So we knew what we were going into, but we just seemed to be at that level in a good way where we were performing in the league, and it just carried on into that match because we started slow. Give Crawley credit, they started like a house on fire, to be fair, and then they scored a wonder goal into the top corner. But brilliant resilience from our boys and great reactions. We scored within, I think, 45 seconds, which then we were able to calm down, and then I thought we bossed the game then from now on. Got a goal just after half time, the free kick, and then we could have put the game to bed really. We didn't. We had to wait a little bit longer for Luke Gambon to knock it in. And then I just thought we seen the game and managed the game particularly well in front of our fans again. And, you know, I've got to credit the fans, and, you know, nearly a couple of thousand were there again on the night. And again, they all come onto the pitch, and the scenes are delight again, knowing that it was the first time in 24, 25 years or something being in the quarterfinals.
How much pressure is on you to deliver for them when you are drawn against another League Two team? The fact that they're so close to the quarterfinals and there's an expectation on you now.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to lose, you've lost to a Division Two. It's not that you've nearly got into the quarterfinals, and you know then you looked around and you knew the bigger boys were left in the cup competition, and you were. You know, if you were lucky enough, you were going to draw one of them. And that so happens on the Thursday morning.
And when you got the news, obviously, that you've been drawn against Manchester United, what was the feeling for you as well? You mentioned there you were a boyhood Liverpool fan. What's the feeling for you to, you know, in the future to be able to lead your side out at Old Trafford?
It's going to be an unbelievable feeling. I've played there a couple of times. I was very fortunate with my career. I was able to play up there for the Premier League. So I know I've been there a couple of times, but I was saying to the players and a couple of staff, you just don't realise how big that stadium is, and, you know, the Theatre of Dreams, they do nickname it, and the success that they've had over years, and, you know, we're expecting the big crowds again to turn up. It was a fantastic moment. The chairman and a lot of the staff were here on the morning of the draw. We had the players in early. I think the Sky cameras were here and different things going on. And the chairman was beaming from ear to ear once we got the draw, Man United away, and it just then sank in that we've done a brilliant draw.
I know you won't be thinking about it too much at the minute, but in terms of your experience in the competition now, how much will you draw from that, the fact that you have beaten two Premier League teams when you take the team to Old Trafford?
I think you've got to. There's no question about it, because they're not any old Premier League team or Championship team. You're still talking about two big main hitters with two fantastic managers at the time anyway, in Mr. Pochettino, Mr. Hodgson, knowing the quality of players they've got. Man United again, you know, the biggest club on the planet, them and Real Madrid, if you look at it, and that's me saying that as a Liverpool fan, in a way, but just of how the club is and how many fans they've got in the stadium and around the world. So it's going to be an unbelievable moment, but we have to draw strength from what we do ourselves, because there's no one else is going to help us figure out a way. We've got to try and figure out a way ourselves, and we've been able to do it. It's going to be a huge task, there's no question about that, a huge task, but we're hoping we'll go into it with a bit of form.
And you mentioned earlier the thousands of fans that were expected to travel up to Old Trafford. How does that make you feel as a manager, knowing you've got that support behind this team?
They've been brilliant. Again, where we are in the league was just a win, just out of the shades of the playoffs. The cup has been brilliant for us. I think it's definitely had a knock-on effect into the league. And also it's got that connection again with the fans. They've followed us the length and breadth, you know, over to Crawley, over to Palace, at home to Tottenham. We could have sold Tottenham over three or four times at the time. I think there's close to 5,500 tickets sold. We could average 3,000 at home. To go on a Wednesday night all the way up to Manchester a week before Christmas, it's a reward for them as well. And it's a great competition that we've been able to be very, very lucky and fortunate in this year, and one where we've tried to max what we've had out of it as well. So, yeah, we'll be really looking forward to going there.
Well, this squad certainly upset the odds so far this season, but one player in the team who hasn't featured in the Carabao Cup so far this season is Harry Pell. He's now back from injury and hoping to feature in that match at Old Trafford. I caught up with him earlier to talk about the chance of facing Manchester United.
Harry, thanks very much for coming on the podcast, first of all. You've not been involved much, obviously, in the Carabao Cup run so far this season, but what's it been like watching on as a fan of the team?
Yeah, no, I think that the boys have been fantastic, if I'm being honest. So far to date, it's been a highlight of our season. And, you know, I think we've earned the right to be there, most definitely. And I think that we've earned the right for a big cup tie away at Old Trafford.
In terms of the drama that we've seen so far, obviously the wins against Crystal Palace and Tottenham, when you're in the stands and there's nothing you can do, what's that feeling like in games that, you know, it's sort of like a David and Goliath story, isn't it?
Yeah, at the start, obviously, I was just hoping for, you know, that the boys could get a good cup run with my injury. And on looking, I thought, you know, round by round, a little bit more excitement comes along. And, yeah, it's, obviously, I'm really... I see it from a different angle, different aspect, and the boys have been hanging in there in games and rightly deserved the tie at Old Trafford, because I think that they've been first class, in especially when the likes of Tottenham are bringing a strong team down, and obviously we went away at Crystal Palace and they played a strong team, and it was a really good test for us. So yeah, the sky's the limit in the competition. I'm sure that the boys will go there and we'll try and make a good account of ourselves, and it's a free hit.
What's it like as well when, I know you've not experienced it this season, but the team environment, when you're not really under the pressure that those teams you're against are to win those games? It, like you say, it's sort of like a free hit for you, isn't it?
Yeah, them games were a free hit, and then obviously we got Crawley, so that wasn't a free hit. And then before you know it, the pressure was turned round onto us, and again, the boys went out and applied themselves in the right way and fully done a job on them. So yeah, it's like I said, it's one of them that the boys are all obviously really looking forward to. I'm sure the fans are going up there. We're going to take a lot of fans up there, and they'll enjoy the occasion. So I think no matter the result, I think that everyone as a collective, the whole club, will enjoy the experience.
How much do you take out of it as well, in terms of into your season, having that belief of winning big matches like that? I know it's on penalties, but being able to compete against teams of that magnitude, bringing it into the League Two season, that must be something that the squad draws inspiration from.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit surreal, obviously, because obviously what comes with beating them big teams is a lot of media coverage and things like that for the boys. And you know, it's one of them that the staff here have tried ever so hard to keep a lid on things, really, especially when the league's coming around. That, you know, it's one game at a time, and to not look too far ahead. So I'm sure that, you know, we've still got a couple of league games or a league game or two before that Man United game, so I'm sure that the staff here especially are putting a big emphasis on not looking forward to that Man United game too much, and we've got a lot of work to do before that game. But you know, we're really looking forward to the Man United game, and if I was to sit here and say that the boys ain't thinking about the Man United game, I'd be lying.
you mentioned there, obviously, the Man United game, but the prospect as well of playing at Old Trafford. What will that be like for you personally if you do get that chance?
Yeah, it's one of them that I think that every player, every team member will be able to go to their grandchildren and tell them that they've played there, and it's a highlight of everyone's career, most definitely, no matter what level you've played at or how old you are and you've been around the game for a long time, it doesn't matter. Everyone dreams of playing at Old Trafford, and I'm sure that everyone will be chomping at the bit to get on the pitch.
And I know, obviously, you've done it against Spurs, you've done it against Crystal Palace. Does that give you the belief that maybe you could pull off something in this game? You're not going into it just to make up the numbers?
No, like I said, the boys will be going into the game most definitely with an open mind to go in there and doing a job on them. You know, the pressure's most definitely on them. We're going there with no pressure whatsoever. And, you know, when you've got 60, 70, 80,000 people on your case and you're maybe in large parts drawing with a League Two team or maybe losing to a League Two team, the pressure soon ramps up. So, you know, we'll go there with our game plan. And like I said, yes, yeah, one that everyone can really look forward to.
And for you personally as well, you've been out injured, like we said, for the Carabao Cup campaign. For you to come back maybe and feature in a match of that magnitude, what would that mean to you personally?
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable. I've gone through a really tough period of my career, if I'm being honest, with my injury. So coming back into a team that's doing really well, it's always going to be tough. And you know, I'm really looking forward to the occasion. But like I said to you, there's two games before that in the league that we need to look forward to, and one step at a time. But you know, it's definitely a highlight of everyone's season.
A good few thousand as well, fans going to the match. Does that help inspire you even more, especially like a cup competition like this, where you get that extra allocation of supporters at grounds like this? Will that help inspire you guys on the pitch, do you think?
Oh, most definitely. I'm sure that the 8,000 that's going, I'm sure they'll play their part. Most definitely. I'm sure that they're really looking forward to the occasion, and they've got a team that they can be proud of for getting this far in the cup and obviously earning some really valuable ties for the club. You know, I know for a fact that everyone around the club's very proud of the achievement that we've done in the Carabao Cup, and you know, who knows when that will stop.
Is the manager letting you think about that quarter final? Is he
no?
Is it in his mind at all?
No, I haven't seen it. No, not at all. Like I said, it's massive. Massive
cliche of one game.
Yeah, no, it is. But you know, it's easy to say that. But people from the outside probably wouldn't really understand that it is actually like that, because especially players at our level, it's easy to get wrapped up in, you know, in 3 weeks' time, and before you know it, you've dropped 9 points in a league. 12 points in a league. Games come thick and fast at this level, and it's one of them that the gaffer, I haven't heard him speak about Man United since we've got drawn Man United. There was a little bit of a celebration upstairs with the chairman, and I think the scenes were on Sky Sports News, and it was a great afternoon for everybody, really enjoyable. But yeah, most definitely, I've not heard him since that talk about Man United.
Well, this Carabao Cup run will certainly live long in the memory of the players. So who better to speak to than Colchester United's club captain about the experience of the competition so far?
Luke, first of all, captain of the club, what does it mean to represent Colchester United in a quarter-final of a competition like the Carabao Cup?
Yeah, no, it's an honour. Always something when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a captain. I was Sunday League, I was always captain and stuff, but to be a captain of a football league club, such a great club as Colchester, to lead them into a quarter final, Old Trafford away, yeah, a dream come true really. So, no, an occasion I'm very, very looking forward to, as are my family and as are the fans and the football club.
Just tell us about that journey. You've been on it from the start against Swindon. What was it like from the beginning, if you take us through that match? Because it wasn't straightforward, was it, getting through in that game? I think you scored two late goals to actually win that match. Could you imagine you'd be there after, you know, after that game?
We both went down to 10 men. Cohen, our left back, got sent off, as did their striker, and we benefited from that, strangely enough, losing the defender. But we went, I think, yeah, 3-0, I think it might have finished or something like that. So, and Swindon at the time doing really well in the league, so we knew it was going to be a really tough game. Both teams put out strong teams, so we was both showing that we was going for this competition, or go as far as we could, I suppose. Yeah, so it's obviously to get through that, and then you draw Palace away. We thought that was sort of potentially the end of the journey, but we'd got a Premiership team, so we could all test ourselves, whatnot. And yeah, we went from strength to strength, from that game to Crawley to Spurs, like, yeah, madness.
Just tell us as well, for you, the pride of that next game, to keep a clean sheet at Selhurst Park, no mean feat for a League Two team to do that at a Premier League side. What did it mean to you to get through a match the way you did that?
Yeah, no, it was mad. We defended unbelievably, not just as a back four, as a team. We all had to be on it that day. I think within 30 seconds, I think they had a corner, they had two shots. We knew straight away we was in the game. They showed us the respect. They had some strong players out, and I think come the end of the game, all the big boys were on the pitch. So, full credit to us. Our game plan worked, and obviously disappointed not to score. It would have been nice if one of the boys could have got a goal, but obviously to do it on the penalties for the fans, fantastic. And like you say, defender to keep a clean sheet, icing on the cake, really.
Just tell us about the shootout itself, though. What's the pressure like in a game where you're not expected to win, but you're in that situation where you've got a shootout to beat a Premier League team in front of their supporters?
Yeah, no, like I said, there was no pressure going into the game as such. Pressure we put on ourselves as players because we want to hold a good account of ourselves, test ourselves against Premier League players. So there's pressure we put on ourselves. But yeah, I suppose the most pressure we would have got is the penalty shootout because you know how close now well you've done to get this far and you're only five spot kicks away from beating the Premier League team. So no, I didn't take a penalty, so I couldn't really tell you. But I know Noah, who took the fifth, young lad, 18 years old, stepped up and slotted away the winning penalty. So what an achievement it was for him, as of some of the other young boys that played the game. But for Noah to come on, I think he got 10 or 15 minutes towards the end, but to score the winning penalty, unbelievable achievement for himself, his family and friends, and obviously the fans, everyone went mad, so fantastic occasion.
So the feeling, though, when it actually happens, when that winning penalty goes in, what's it like for you as the captain of that team?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I think you sort of, we've done it in all the games against Tottenham and obviously Palace, but you sort of go through spells. You have a 10, 15 minute spell and you're still 0-0 and you think we're in here, and it gets to 70 odd minutes and you think, hold on, look, you never know, anything can happen here. So I think as the minutes went on and you realise we're in the game sort of thing, still in the game, clean sheet, we've always got a chance, and obviously both occasions went to the penalties, but obviously we come through victorious. So it's obviously good, but Man United away now.
Yeah, Man United away. But then you had Tottenham at home, of course. What was it like to come up against, you know, the likes of Lucas Moura, Dele Alli, some household names in there, and bring him to your stadium?
I'm a Spurs fan, so fantastic occasion for myself and my family. So obviously fantastic game to play in. Obviously to be captain. But yeah, like I say, when you look at the team sheet, I was disappointed Harry Kane didn't play. I wanted to get his shirt after the game, but obviously.
Is it a relief as a defender, though, did you?
Probably, yeah, you probably could say that. Would we have kept a clean sheet? Otherwise, maybe not. But listen, exactly the same as Palace. You sort of went through spells of the game. First half was tough. We couldn't put five passes together. They pressed the life out of us. It was really tough, but we sort of got through to half time, realised, look, it's not as bad as we think. It's 0-0 against a Premier League team. And then again, we sort of changed it around a little bit at half-time and suited us a little bit better, soaking up a bit more pressure, frustrated Spurs. Again, obviously, it went to penalties. But then, obviously, there was no extra time, so probably it's a strength of ours, I suppose. Obviously, you know you're not going to run around for another half hour. I think Lapp scored the winning penalty. It's been Colchester ever since he was a young kid. So for him to score the fifth penalty, unbelievable achievement again.
Dream come true for him and a dream come true for you against your
it was
team.
I got a lot of stick off my friends and family. I think they supported Colchester for the night, but obviously deep down, like myself, I'm a Spurs fan, disappointed they're not in the competition, but obviously fantastic for myself personally and my family and friends. Obviously you're all going to enjoy a good night out up at Manchester in a few weeks.
So I take it you feel a bit of responsibility about Mauricio Pochettino's situation after
that. I've had a few texts like that, a few of my friends, to be honest. But they give it their all. I think I heard on TalkSport the next day that players weren't trying, but they give it their all. They had as strong a team as they could have put out against us. Boys all come on at the end. You've got Son come on, Eriksen come on, Lamella. So they had enough out there. But listen, it was our day. We defended really well, taking nothing away from ourselves because we defended unbelievably in the end. Like you say, two Premier League teams, two clean sheets. Fantastic achievement.
Whose shirts did you get in those games?
I got Moura's. I think there was a queue was all waiting outside the dressing room. Obviously, it wasn't a happy dressing room for them after the game, so I don't think they were too pleased when there was 20 blokes outside asking for their shirts after the game. But no, listen, for us, for some boys, I'm a lot older now, could be the biggest game up. Obviously, we've got United coming up, but one of the biggest games I've played in, to come off the pitch, obviously, going through the competition, unbelievable night.
And going back to the shootout as well, what does the manager say to you when you're in front of your home fans there and you've got a chance to beat a Premier League team in that situation? What does he say to you in those few minutes where, you know, before the shootout?
Nothing really. I think he was just pleased and the achievement we've
sense of pride.
Yeah, sense of pride. We got through 90 minutes against Tottenham Hotspur, do you know what I mean? Champions League finalists last year. So, no, to get as far as we've got. And listen, it's penalties, it is a bit of luck. If you'd have told me Ericsson would miss a penalty, I'd have laughed at you. Do you know what I mean? But on the night, he did. So, and we ended up scoring all of ours. Well, I think JB missed. But yeah, no, it was meant to be, I think. Once we got to the shootout, I think we all had a bit more belief then, having done it against Crystal Palace. You had a bit more belief than what we maybe would have had if we hadn't gone through penalties in other rounds. But no, yeah, if you look at the penalties, boys struck the ball clean and true, and yeah, it's like I say, lucky for us, Lapp scored the winning penalty and the rest is history.
You get Crawley in the next round. At that point, did you see it as a massive opportunity to get into the quarterfinals?
I think you look at it both ways. I think we'd been lucky. I think Crawley, I think they had Stoke in the previous round, but we had two Premier League teams, so you sort of think, well, they hadn't had them rounds prior, so maybe it was
good. The pressure's back on.
Yeah, but the pressure was back on, of course. But I think we both looked at that game as in we've both got an unbelievable opportunity to be in the quarterfinals. So, yeah, like I say, would have been nice to have a big team, but then would we have gone through? You don't know. So, no, listen, it was still a tough game. We lost to them in the league 2 weeks prior. Went 1-0 up and ended up losing, so they sort of had one over us going into that game. Alright, you still say we're favourites a bit higher up in the league or whatnot, but that was a tough game, and obviously we went 1-0 behind quite early on, equalised straight away, and then yeah, we defended really, really well second half and sort of kicked on with two goals in the second half, and yeah, it's a comfortable winning end.
The manager's obviously not letting you think too much about Old Trafford coming into the next few weeks, but as a player and as a captain, is that difficult knowing that prospect of playing at a stadium like that in front of so many fans, is that hard to keep out of your mind?
It is. I watched them play Spurs last night and they look very good, and you're sort of thinking, cool, I'll be there in a couple of weeks time. But like I say, as a from the gaffer and from all the lads, obviously it is in the back of your mind, it can't not be, but we've got two league games before then and we need to kick on in the league now. We're sort of floating around just outside the playoffs, but we want to get in the playoffs, you know. So there's 6 points up for grabs before the Man United game, and anything can sort of happen. Everyone's fighting for a shirt. Obviously, in the next two games, people have good performances. You never know. The team could change, manager's faults. So, no, obviously, there's still a lot to go before that game. But obviously, yeah, listen, we're human. It's going to be in the back of your minds. It's a big occasion, not for us as players, but the club, the fans, our family, friends, all going up to support. So, no, it is a big occasion. So, yeah, it is in the back of your mind.
Are the players using it as well as motivation? I mean, for the league campaign, after the back of, you know, you're beating two Premier League teams, does that make you feel as if you can beat anyone in your division?
It does, but League Two don't work like that, unfortunately. I think after both Premier League games, I think we had Oldham away and Mansfield away, so two really tough games. Funnily enough, won both of them. But again, you're sort of back to the real world. You're sort of playing Crystal Palace one night and you're playing Oldham away 3 or 4 days later. But now listen, it does give you a bit of belief. If you can keep a clean sheet against them, you should be able to, but football doesn't unfortunately work like that. But yeah, no, it does give you the belief, just to show, listen, we're a League Two club and we're in the quarterfinals of a massive competition. So no, obviously it has brought a bit of belief, but obviously we need to bring that more into our league form.
And finally, what would it mean to you to have the chance to represent your side at Old Trafford and have a chance of getting to those semi-finals?
Yeah, no, listen, it's unbelievable. Again, I think previous rounds when you played Tottenham and the pressure's not on us. Listen, but we want to hold a good account of ourselves, and we've seen what we could do, like United would have seen what we could do the last two rounds or three rounds. So no, listen, they're gonna be a bit wary of what we threats we have. But listen, it is kind of a free hit, you know, but you sort of want to give a good account of yourselves and listen, give them a game of football. We know it's going to be a tough ask, but we thought Palace and Spurs would be the same, which it was, but we ended up doing really well. So listen, anything can happen on the night. I think Rochdale took them to penalties. So yeah, like I say, anything can happen on the night. Just hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a bit of luck on our side again.
Congratulations on what you've done so far and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
And that's it from me here at Colchester United's training ground. I hope it's whetted the appetite for those quarter-finals of the Carabao Cup. And to win tickets to any of those four matches, head to carabao.com/win tickets to be in with a chance.